Welcome to the Inside Out Show. I'm Devin Almonte, and together we are learning to see the world through God's eyes and doing our best to live that out in our everyday. And every Thursday here on the Inside Out podcast, we are taking a look at the stories that are shaping our world, the funny, the feel good, the frustrating, and the faith enhancing. It's faith, culture, real life, all delivered with warmth, clarity, and a bit of humor. This is Inside Out Thursday edition. Welcome. Well, today is not our normal Thursday show. I like to bring you our anchor point along with a couple news stories, but we are focusing on Christmas because today is the last show before I break until the new year, which is hard to believe. Don't worry, I'll still have my anchor point devotionals for you throughout the week, but the Thursday show is going to take a little rest during this wonderful Christmas season. I want to play you a story. This is not breaking news. It's not trending. In fact, it's actually around 8 years old now. But I think I'd like to bring it back into the light because in a season where we are surrounded by so much noise and pressure and distraction and a whole lot of darkness, it can feel a little overwhelming. And I think this story will bring us back to the heart of Christmas. It reminds us that God's gift giving is always at work, often in the places that we least expect. This clip that I'm about to share comes from The Ellen Show, where a man named Chris Wright, I believe he was just driving to church with his family. It was around Christmas time as well. And he saw a woman who was walking along the side of the road with a gas can. And it led to a story that only God could orchestrate.
Well, I'm riding along, giving out of gas, having a hard time, going through a divorce. And this guy comes along and gives me some money.
All right, so you're on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Out of gas. You see her on the side of the road.
I do.
And?
Yes. Well, I was raised in a family of faith, and so my mom always taught me to treat others, you know, the way you want to be treated.
That's right. Yep. Simple, but yeah. Yes. Yeah.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, and so I'm driving by her with my wife and my family in the car, and, you know, I was just being obedient to what was inside me, what was taught. And so turned around. Helped her out, filled her gas can up, gave her a little bit of money, and we said our goodbyes and never thought we'd see each other again.
You not only gave her gas, she needed gas, but she didn't have any money, so you gave her what you had in your pocket. It was $40.
I only had $5 that day. I only had $5 and just didn't know what to do.
Out of money, out of gas, and almost out of hope. She was going through a really hard season. She was struggling. Things were difficult. What made Chris do this? Turning around to find her and to give, something in him was open and tuned into the spirit of Christ. When I think of the Christmas story, it's easy to picture the Magi as part of the nativity scene. We have all our little player. I have a set up right now. And you picture them kneeling by the manger and the shepherds and the angels. But the truth is the Magi came later. Jesus was not a baby anymore. He was most likely a toddler. And the Magi weren't exactly believers. They were Gentiles, outsiders, possibly astrologers, like probably from Persia. Not necessarily people who would have known the scriptures like the Jews did. But I think they had the eyes to see. And I think they had the ears to listen because they saw that star and they followed it. They came seeking a king, not knowing the entire story, but they knew enough to bring good gifts. And do you remember what they brought? It was the gold and the frankincense and myrrh. And these are all really good gifts, treasures that would be for a king. And they weren't obligated to do so. They weren't pressured. They simply knew that this child was worthy. Matthew 2:11 says, "And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh." I don't know if we really know what these gifts were used for or how Mary and Joseph used them. The gold probably helped Mary and Joseph escape to Egypt when Herod was looking to kill Jesus. Chris Wright, the guy that picked up Tundi on the side of the road, he didn't have gold, but like the Magi, he had treasures and he gave what he had to Tundi. Was he worshiping Tundi? No, But what I think his actions show is that he honored Jesus that day by showing up for one of God's children, for somebody in need. Totally an ordinary moment in our day. It was human, it was real, and I think it was a form of worship. Jesus says in Matthew 25:40, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." And what Chris did that day, a ride, a tank of gas, a bit of money, that all becomes part of such a much larger story, which this is just awesome because 3 years later, Tundi, who we picked up on the side of the road, Tundi Hector, she shows up again. And this time she's not on the side of the road. She's not stranded. But now she is stepping into Chris's family's home as a nurse's aide. She just so happened to be the very person assigned to care for Chris's mother, who was now on hospice, terminally ill.
So my mom battled, had a long battle with Parkinson's and what we believe was possibly Lewy body dementia as well.
Yes.
So we had to put my mom into hospice care.
Mm-hmm.
And Tundi was the nurse's aide, actually that wasn't scheduled to come,
yes,
came to care for my mom the first day.
Mm-hmm.
And I received a phone call from my dad saying how much they love this woman and him and my mom both.
Yes.
And asked me to meet with her and see if she could provide some after-hours care for her.
So you're talking, not knowing it's her.
No.
And how did you realize this is 3 years later, this woman? You just, how'd that come
well,
up?
Well, so she starts telling me the story.
Yes.
And she's telling me that her mom was a local pastor in town, and she asked me what church I attended.
Yes.
And so I said, well, I attend Cornerstone Church in Athens. And she said, I met the nicest guy from that church.
Good looking guy,
she said. And so I'm thinking, well, I may know this guy. You know,
yes.
I mean, I'm on the board there, so I mean, I may know him. And so she tells me the story that we had already talked about.
Yeah.
And then when she said, he gave me the $40.
Yes.
I said, Tundi.
Which meant the world to me.
Which that was me.
Yes.
I'm that handsome guy.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm that good-looking guy.
Yes.
I mean, how crazy is that?
That's crazy.
Then your mom passed away a couple of weeks after that, right?
That's right.
How important was it that Tundi was there with your mom for that?
I don't know what we would have done without Tundi. I mean, when we were there by ourselves, Karen, my dad was doing everything possibly he could do, and us as a family as well.
That's what got me to want to be with them, because he was trying so hard, and
yeah.
I wanted to really help him, and
mm-hmm.
I really did gravitate to them.
There are no accidents in the kingdom of God. Tundi, the very woman that Chris helped on the side of the road 3 years before, had not been scheduled to be there that day 3 years later as a nurse. She was filling in for somebody. Things like that don't just happen. And now, amazingly, here she is, and it's her turn to give. I don't want you to miss what else is happening here. Tundi is also a believer in Christ. And here she is arriving with gifts, not unlike the Magi. Whether she realized it or not, she was worshiping through her care. She's using her God-given gifts and abilities to serve not only Chris's mom, but also Chris and his dad. This is the rhythm of Christmas. God gives, we receive, we respond, we worship, we give. Jesus is glorified. And in each act, Christ was followed, he was honored, and he was worshiped. The same is true for us. Every time we open our eyes to see, follow the star that leads us to Christ. Every time we offer our good gifts to him, whether that's our time, our talent, our resources, our presence, we are participating in holy worship, and we are joining in the sacred work of the kingdom. Why do we give? I mean, we might have a lot of reasons why we give. I think we give to reflect the heart of the one who gave first. A baby born in a manger. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. This is full circle grace. The reason for his birth and the story and gift of Christmas. So this Christmas, 2025, making our way into a new year, what will your worship look like? What gifts are you showing up with when you choose to follow the star? Maybe it's your presence, your kindness, your willingness to make room for someone else. Maybe, like Tundi, it's offering your gifts quietly and faithfully to someone walking through deep loss. Or maybe it's simply saying yes like Chris did and turning around when you feel that nudge. Whatever is offered to Jesus in faith becomes holy in his hands. Follow the star and find Christ. And then notice who God places in your path and bring your good gifts to him by sharing those gifts with others. Because at Christmas, God not only gave us his son, he invites us into his story where every gift offered in his name becomes part of something greater than we could ever imagine. Have a very Merry Christmas.